Rabbi says, if you have the Yosef Hino, that teaches you that you're in the Kaddish of the Kesef, what do you need, Kiyika? So the Rabbi says, it's coming Lafuke, the Yavu, the Yosef, the Dasha. Let's see Taisis, what Taisis handles. Here's the Kunjis. Shemere Sareya Mikudesh Lee. Bekasha Sharei Begish, Eina Neifa Lashin Kudushin. Shein Nesa Bekach Lushan Masha. Taisis says that we learned on the Gemara on Beis on the Beis that the Lashin of Kudushin means that she's also, as on the Ish, it's Eina Neifa Lashin Kudushin, Shein Nesa Bekach Lushar Masha. Frank the Atzmas Yesif, that, so what's bothering Taisis? The Lashon of Kedushin? I read the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis says anyway, it's a Lishna Dirabana, Midaraisa. The good Lashon would be Akniknisli, Akmuresesli, Shalachoritz Meduyik in Taisis. If he would have said that, it wouldn't have been a problem. As why does Taisis have to argue on Rashi and change what she's saying? Hare ani mikudeshes l'cha. Taisis should have just said the same nusach as Rashi, hare ata, and just instead of saying mikudeshli, say muresesli, miknesli. There's other ways of saying it. Thus, frek that's Miss Yosef. If the shine of Taisis is on the lashon, as why do you have to switch the amira? Just switch the lashon that she's saying. As L'chaira, this would be a makar that Taisis is not just asking on the Lashon. The Lashon is saying what you're doing. Meaning, even if you're saying Harea Muresesli or Harea Niknesli, you're doing a different Chalois? No. You're also doing Kedushin. As even though Taisis' words are the Lashon Kedushin, but Avada, the Iker Shail of Taisis is, there is no Chalois Kedushin on the Ish, because he's not Nesa L'Kola Oilam. As it doesn't make a difference what you're saying, even if she's going to say Mureses, Miuchedes, Lakachas, Niknes, but there's no such thing, because the Ish is Einoi Nesa. As it's Mucha from Taisis that he's not just asking on the Lashon, but he's asking on the whole Toichet. It's not Shayach such an Asiya. As therefore Taisis said, V'yesh lefarish ha'yimeres harei ani mekudeshes lach. That's step one. Aye, so what is Rashi holds? Rashi holds it is shayach ha'musig of kedushin on the ish. Avada not. Avada there's no havamina that she's asking it. Avada she has no koyach to do such a chalois. As what's shot in Rashi? L'chore the kivun in Rashi is that Enochinami, Avada, she's not answering him, even though she's saying Hareyat Mukudeshesli. What we'll take out of that is that she wants to be Mukudeshes. How? By a different way. Not that he becomes Mukudeshes. Well, like we saw yesterday, that he should be her Bala, Memela, she should be Neseres. As we're going to be Mefarish, the Loshin Loi Kipshuto. Taisis took on the Lashon face value. The face value, Hareyata Mekudeshli, sounds like she's coming to Aserim. Taisis says, if you take the words literally, they don't work. Rashi is Moida, Vada, the words literal. It's not what it means over here. But we'll take out from her Amira, we see she wants to be Mekudeshes. We'll be Mefarish it in the way that it works. Yeah. This is L'chayra, the Tchilas Davar Klapi Rashi. Could be, you can add a little bit more of a Hezber, Havana. The Kedushin is not Chal Kefi her words. She's not the Baal Davar. The Torah says how the Chalois is Chal. All we need her Amira is to show that she wants to be Mekudeshes. As long as she's saying the Lashon which shows she wants Kedushin, automatically it'll be Chal Kefi, it's able to be Chal. As we don't even need her to say a lashon that kilu uptaiches the chalois kiroi. As long as she says something which is a clear, meaningful thing that she means kedushin, that's enough for us. The kedushin, it's not muchach, the kedushin has to be chal exactly the way she says it. If she says something absolutely ridiculous, that's not possible. As we don't say it's chal the way she said it. We say what she means is she wants to marry the guy. She's not the biggest lassos. She doesn't know how to make the chalois. As we'll kilo be mitargim in the way it should be chal. Oh. To the best. Oh, okay. Epsha, that'll be the kibbutz. As Tosfos learns, being that what she said is not a good lashon, it's batal umavoto. As you have to change the nusach. And Rashi held you could be mitargim the nusach to a lashon that works. The mamakim of the machlokes that we have to see more in the sugi of lashon on him and base. But this is the tchilas dafa.
You know, Amir is like a chelik. You know, Amir is a chelik.
What we mean the Amir is a chelik of the kedushin. You need her Amira to shaft the kedushin. But not that her, that we need Amira Zokra Baruch Ben means we need a Gilui Das from her that she wants a Kedushin. That's the Pirush of Amira. Oh, but not that everything she's saying it has to be Chal exactly that way. Oh, okay. That's the. Okay. This is step number one. V'yesh lefarish she'imeres hari ani mekudesh es l'cha, which is a good lashon. Taisis continues, and that's the first chelik of Taisis on the Amira. He argues on Rashi what she's saying. The second chelik is on the Nesina. V'tzarech loymer diyev lididei lav davka she'avia mekabel kedushin el erotz loymer via. It doesn't mean that she gives, because how could she give it? Arei avia mekabel kedushin. The Torah says v'yotzachinam ein kesef. Because that's the Shiloh of Taisis on Rashi. Mavur, that the Etzim Musig that she gives it didn't bother Taisis. The play Yeshua Shrais Chai V'Kayim. I, the Koine, gives, not the Makne. Taisis didn't ask the play Yeshua Shai. He's okay that she should give it. The only problem is Keset, Gelt. The Torah says V'Yotzachinam, the Gelt goes to the father. I, over here, the father's losing his money. He's not getting the money. Das Rek Taisis. As in Lomdis, Taisis is Maida to Rashi. Just he's asking, V'yatzachina means the father gets the geld. If she gives the money to him, the father's not getting the geld. Oh. As what's the teretz on Rashi? As in the Taisis Rush, there's a parenthesis that is from the, say, from the Ramah, the Rishon, that he says Rashi will learn V'yatzachinam is talking about when he gives her the kesef. As when he gives her the kesef, as if she has kesef, the Torah says the father is zoicha from her. But when she's giving to him the kesef, as she's not being mavir kesef, then there's no gzeris hakosef, it goes to the father. When there's a revach kesef in the Gedushin, there's a gzeris hakosef, it goes to the father. But when there's no revach kesef in the Gedushin, then there's no gzeris hakosef, it goes to the father. V'chein is meduyik in the Taisis Riyazakim. That V'yotzachinam is talking about when he gives her money, as if she's getting money, it goes to the father. Aber when the other way around, when she gives him the money, as then V'yotzachinam wasn't talking about. That l'chayr is the kivun b'das Rashi. Why didn't Taisis learn that way? So could be, you could say to yourself, V'yotzachinam is mashmi, always gets the money. Or maybe you could say a more lomdish about. We saw in the Ritva that V'yotzachinam is megala, that he's the makna. He's the baldover. The father is the Makadish. And that's why you see in the Schus Kesef that he's in the Kabbalah's Kedushin, because he's the Baldover. As Lefize, you could say, Tosis is asking Alam the Shashayla. V'yotzachinam teaches us the father is the Baldover. As if the Ishans can walk over and give Kesef, she's not the Makne, she's not the Baldover B'chla. As the Loklum. Who makes Dushin? Bau Abba. The Isha is not the Baldover Bukhla. As those fractizes, being that the din is Shev via Makabal Kedushin, as you see, the father is the Baldover on the Kabbalah's Kedushin. As she's not a Mandiyama. What do you mean, Yev Ilidide? She's not a mandiyama b'chlal. It's all the father.
Why can't it be that father, in that case, the father would give the
money
for her?
If Rashi would have said it, then Tosis, then he would have handled it, yeah. But our gears in the Gemara is, which Rashi's gears, yeah, he would be
done. Yeah, but that's because most times it's gears.
I said, but Tosis is being miyaches to the way that have a meaning that it says in the Gemara. Yes, he could. If he said it'll come out that Tosis is only arguing on the words of the Gemara, but in Lomdis, if the father would give it, maybe he would be mine. Thank you. I'll come with that. Nas is the Grada Lefizeh, Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi on Gimel Amud Beis argues on the Ritva and holds it's not Midin Makne. Rashi says, V'chiyat Chinam Zikreyu. As Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi holds it's just a Schus Mamid. As a Mela, Rashi held, okay, when there's money, the money goes to the father. He has a Schus Mamid. But Taisis is asking a deeper question. Taisis is asking, she's not about double b'chla. But it is us giving him a schus. He said the makna to make it easier, but it means that he's the bailam on the whole asiyah. Okay. Nas is yesh dog. Nas das is Taisis. The Bach of Moshe David asked that Be'etzem he was mechaven to the Radal that L'choira the why can't you say the Pasuk's going by a boy Geras? The Pasuk of Yatzah Chinam, she's only Bershus Avia ad the Zman of Bagus. But once she's a boy Geras, as then the father's not a Bal Dover anymore. As learned the Havamina of Yev Iu Lidida is going by a Bogeres. First right Taisis of Rashi. Viotzachinam, it goes to the father. How could she give? That's only when she's a Ktan or a Nara. What about when she's a Bogeres? As Enochinami, Rashi learned the Pasik is going when she's a Bogeres. Yeah, this is a shame, a shayla, that Goyes or Adal wants to use it to answer Rashi. Mo'oy Yitochim, that Tosis held that it's not mistaber that she has another way of doing Kedusha. Kilo, when the father does it, he can't give it, but she could, yeah. It's not mistaber that things change over. Yeah, Yeshlo, you have to know how to answer it. And the Miri answers Rashi differently. Miri says a very interesting answer. The Miri says, Enochinami, she gives it to the husband, and then the husband has to give it to the father. To be Yatza v'yatzachina, main kesef. Who says the father doesn't get it? She gives it to the husband, and then the husband gives it to the father. Because it says v'yotzachina main kesef. That's how Rashi would learn. Enochinami, he has to give it to him afterwards. But the kedushin would be chal, and she gives him the money. That's the mahalach to answer Rashi. Rashi is a little bit sasa. Rashi's l'chayra more mashma, like the other mahalach of the parentheses to the Taisis Arash and the Yazach.
Lashon
Kaddish Li
Rashi can't
mean
that she's giving him the money
and
saying,
you know,
give the money to my father
and
be
Kaddish
me
by saying. It's creative what you're saying. It's not the Pashtas. I hear. Okay. This is the first thing that Tosis says. There's two things in Tosis on Rashi. Lam is Boinet. One machlekes is in the Amira, he had to change the Amira, and the other machlekes is in the Nesina, if there was a Havamina that Nesina helps. Second place is Kasa Rachmana ki yikach veloi ki sikach ki shalish. Tema, kibon dike kra dechi yikach osa lemeima, shi loi tikat shena, matzarach lemelech kicha kicha mistei Ephron, belavach isha mina lam, nesiv ki yikach veloi ki sikach ki shalish.
but Taisis, that what do you have to have kicha for? The Ikka thing is telling you that he does it. What do you need it to be learned that the pasuk's going by kesef? Yesh loimar dilav gzayu shava haba mekminam kra dechi yikach ish akedushin shel biya. Avo bekedushe kesef loiba inan nasanu. We would have Amin, and the only time there's a son, there's a din ki yikach, is by Bia. But by Kesef, not. It's Tzarech Bia. What's the makam to be machalik between Bia and Kesef? It's a din, the Baal should do it. I nafka mean if it's Bia or Kesef. Yes, it's Tzarech Bia. That Freg de Pnei Yeshua, Hukshu Avayis Ladati. Hareh, all Kedushin have a hekesh to each other. Whatever din there is in one, there is in the other one. Say, if it's a din in Bia, Hukshu Avayis Ladati. It should be a din in Kesef also. As there's two ways of answering the question. One mahalich is the mahalich of the Chazanish. The Chazanish says an interesting deal. He's medayik. What happened to Shtar? Why didn't Isis mention Shtar? There's three ways you do Kedusha. Shtar, Kesef, Bia. Lefi the Hava Min of Taisis, what would have been with Shtar? Taisis doesn't mention it. L'choyra, the steam of Taisis, the Chazanish understands, is only Kedusha Bia. You have a din of Amahu. But not by Kedusha Shtar v'Kesef. What's the tzadashav of shtar and kesef? Why is bia different? Azot dechazaynish ba'oifin zeh. An interesting mahalach. Azot dechazaynish, that the havamin of taisis wasn't that by kesef you don't need kiyida. The havamin of taisis was that by kesef you always have kiyida. Only by bia you need that. And the MS is a gewaldige deal like the Chazanish. The Avagdushe Kesef Loiba Inan Nasin Hu Va'amahu. Jesus says it again. Loiba Inan Nasin Hu Va'amahu. Taisa should have said Loiba Inan Kiika. What's Taisa saying? Loiba Inan Nasin Hu Va'amahu. L'chayra, you could explain it, Ba'oifin Zeh. That's the Chazanish, a very interesting spot. He says, Bia is a maisa between two people. The Ish does it, and the Isha does it. Nesinas Kesef and Shtar is something the man is giving to the Isha. As you would have a Havamina, by Kesef and Shtar, inherently it's called the man is doing the Kedusha. Because the man is doing the maisa. He's giving her something. He's either giving her money, or he's giving her a Shtar. As he's giving her something, that's called the man did the maisa kedusha. But by bia, where? It's a maisa that they're both doing b'shaveh. As then you would have a hava minu, you need the amahu to uptight it that the man's doing it. And he's going that the amira is a chelik of the asiya. As when the man does the amira, that makes it that he's doing the maisa kedusha. As I was saying, the Havamin of Taisis wasn't that it only says Ki Yikach in Bia and it doesn't say it in Shtar. Ki Yikach you need all over. Just by Kesem and Shtar, it's always Ki Yikach HaBaal, because the Baal's doing it. He's giving her something. As being that he's giving her something, that's always called Ki Yikach. But by Bia, where it's Asi of Shnei and B'Shaveh, as then there was a Havamina, you need Amahu, because that makes it that he's the one, he's doing it. It's at the beard, Shav and Bishav. That's what the Chazanish wants to say. Yeah, Karka Olam is by your highness. Yeah. I hope she's not an Oinus. Yeah. That's an unusual beard. Yeah. Okay. What? Okay, we'll check what you mean later, okay? This is the Ma'arich of the Chazem Ish. The Maisa, the Chazem Ish, Kinnereh, did not have a Tosfos HaRash. It's a Gishmak of Pshat, of a Kinnereh, he didn't have a Tosfos HaRash. If you open up the Tosfos HaRash, the Tosfos HaRash says the Havamina was only by Bia and Shtar. You need Amrehi. But by Kesef, no. Lefi the Chazan Ish, the Havamina was only Bia, you need Amrehi. But Kesef and Shtar are different. But the Tosfos HaRash says Lehedya the other way. The Tosfos HaRash says Lehedya, Lefi the Havamina, only Bia Vishtar. You need an Amrehu. But by Kesef, no. That's Mefurish, not like the Chazenish is. I can hear where the Chazenish would want to maybe be Medayik and Taisi doesn't mention Shtar. But the Taisi's Rush is Mefurish. As Lefi Zeh, it's Nidche, the Pshat of the Chazenish. I'm sure the Taisi's Rush, you see, it doesn't go. As Be'emes, the Atzmes Yosef says a similar idea, but he says it a little bit different. He says, by Kesef, you're giving her something choshev. You're giving her geld. By Shtar, it's even Pachos Mishavar proof that the Shtar works. By Bia, you're not giving her anything. By Bazei, the Havamina was that by Kesef, where you're giving her a davar choshev, zikha, that's ki yikach. He's doing the ikar because he's giving her a davar choshev. But by Shtar and Bia, where he's not giving her something choshev, as then you need more of an uptight that he's the ikker, as therefore you need his amira too. As the lomdish of the Atzmus Yosef is very similar to the Chazonish, that the Havamina was by Kesef, it is ki yikach. Just the Hezver is different. That by Kesef, when you're doing an asinach shuva, as that itself is called a kichas haba. The Havamina was only by Bia, and the Maskana is that's why you have Ki Yikach B'Kesef, that even by Kesef you need Amira Saba. This is Shitas Taisis. Let's come back to Shitas Rashi now. Rashi is the big Chulish Diga page in this Amish, the Yisaydis of Kedusha. In Rashi, there's a Havamina that the Isha could give Kesef to the Baal. And after we learn Tosfos, Tosfos also is Masbir. Tosfos just says, a Zayta Geshayla, V'yotza Chinam Ein Kesef. But Tosfos is also Masbir, there's a Havamina that the Isha could give Kesef to the Baal. The Tzarek Bia, Frek the Pnei Yeshua, the Bambakasha, Harei, in Kol HaTorah Kula by Kinyan Kesef, the koine gives the Kesef. And what's the answer? If you get something, you pay for what you're getting. That's how the Kinyan works. You're giving for what you're getting, as the koine has to give. So over here, what was the Havamina that the Isha should give, and it should work midin Kesef? That's the big Shailon Rashi. We saw none of the other Rishonim asked the question. Tosfos, the other Rishonim, no one's asking the Pnei Yeshua's question. Until the Pnei Yeshua printed his Sefer, it wasn't in print the question. Everyone had it good. L'chor, it's such a basic Shat Kasha. What does everyone do with this Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua? What does Rashi do with the other Rishonim? And there's two ways of learning. Rav Nochum had a Shia Klavim. It was printed in the Shailus Achuva Binyan Shloima. Why did they print it there? Because it was his grandfather. Fregnish, so what? When they printed it in Shailus Achuva Binyan Shloima. In the Oitzin Yeshiva, I went all the way up, and they don't have the right Madura. They have the wrong Madura that doesn't have the Shiv Klavim. They used to have 10 years ago, they had the right one. This year, they already got a different one. It's a red, big, fat one, Binyan Shloima. And over there is printed the Sheikh Klali. If someone could get a hold of it and pass it around, maybe someone has a Oitz HaChokhmah, would be l'tayelis for everything. It's a big yisaidis dikishtim. That's why I'm fascinated where it is. We should find it and learn it together. Okay. As that was the mamakum, let's move on to the vod. That's the ikra. The vod Rav Nochum wants to say over here is, and that was the big chiddush of Rav Nochum in Masechta Kedusha. This was his psofrei. That Rav Nochum wanted to say over here is mevumuchach, that kesef kedushin is different than kesef of kol ha'teirukula. The kesef of kol ha'teirukula is koine and matne, but over here, Rashi uses a lashon kesef ovid ishus. Rashi himself is saying it's not a regular kinyan; it's an ishus, and it has different midot. However, Rav Nochum knew that you can't buy it from diyukim. That's not enough to buy such a big fish. As Rav Nochum brought two shena malmekayus, bamba malmekayus that are festerized. Number one, the Gemara has a havamina on Heyamid Beis that you should learn out. Just like you could be Makadish with Kesef, you could be Megarish with Kesef. Lefi the havamina that you could be Megarish with Kesef, who gives the Kesef? As Rashi in Gittin Chof Aleph and Taisli say, the havamina was the Baal gives the Kesef. In a gerishin, the isha is koines atzma. As if the isha is koines atzma, the isha should have to give the kesef. The koines should have to give the kesef. As what's Rashi saying, the havamina by gerishin is that the baal gives the kesef. The baal's the makne. He's not the koines. Neither of Nochum showing that the Rashi and Taisus by us, because Taisus doesn't argue on Rashi, Rashi is from a different time, is also a Rashi and Taisus by Gerushin. And what do you see? That Kinyan Kedushin is different. And that's the Yisoy, Kesef of an Ishus. That Kinyan Kedushin is a Ishus Digi Kinyan. And the Hesver is because you're not Makne your Schus that you own. You're not giving over your Bailas. For you to be Koina my Bailas, you have to give me something to get my Bailas. But over here, it's Damasius Chalois. As a male, whoever gives the kesef, it could work. As that was the Havamina over here, and the Havamina by Kesef. However, Rav Nochum continued in the ship long, and he asked the Shtar Keshaira. L'chayra, you have many Mekayris that the Kinyan of Kesef works, that it makes Gemiras Das. And how is this Kesef going to make Gemiras Das? Etzel Isha. One example is the Gemara later on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Arev works. Now you could be Mekadish Midin Arev. If someone else gives the Kesef for you, it works Midin Arev. I mean, someone else, he gives it to someone else, the kesef, for you, as he's gomer or makri. I told you, you should give it to someone. As instead of giving me the kesef, you gave it to someone else for me, as the isher is gomer or makri. As you see, kesef makes gmiras das. L'chayra bishlema, when you're getting kesef, I hear you gomer das. Abba l'fi the havamin of the gemara, how is the Isha going to be Goymer Das for the Kinyan? If she's giving the Kesef, why is she Goymer Das? Bishlema, when she gets the Kesef, as then she's Goymer Das. Why? She's getting money! As I'm Goymer Das, I make the Kinyan Kesef because I'm getting money. As Pashas, the way Kinyan Kesef works is, your Kesef causes me to be Goymer Das. Like you see on the Gemara and Dav Zayin. Even if you give the kesef to someone else, what it makes me have gmiras das, the kinyan happens. As over here, this is the shayla. That you want to say kesef avarishas, you have to be a mapmahapach, the whole kedushin, you have to learn kedushin well. The other places where you see that kesef is shayich to gmiras das, we just wrote one of his rayas, it's a whole shtickle. Yeah. This is the as there befall in Shiklali in the mirror, used to get up and used to ask this question, and he used to come to all the guys by Rav Asher and tell them they don't know how to learn. Rav Nachum's Nishgirat, Rav Nachum was Rav Nachum's brother. This used to be the heavy politics in the mirror, every Kedushin's mind. Yeah, and Rav Asher has a bigger base medrash. Yeah. This used to be the heavy politics back in the floor. How can you be Mahavach? As there's two ways of being Miyashiv Rav Nochum. One way of being Miyashiv Rav Nochum, Rav Asher wanted to say, Bo'ifin Zeh. Kesef doesn't have to make Gemiras Das. Kesef has to show Gemiras Das. When a lady's giving Kesef, that shows she's Gomer Das. Because she's giving the money. If she didn't want to make this kedushin happen, she wouldn't be giving the kesef. As lefina hava mina, when she's giving kesef, that shows she's gomer das. As the yisoid of kinyan kesef is, it shows gmiras das. How does it show gmiras das? Usually, the way it shows gmiras das is the coin that gets the kesef. But giving kesef shows gmiras das. And bederech klal is a makna and a coin. When the koine gives the kesef, how do we know the koine is gomer das? Because he's giving the kesef. As mekitzer, l'chayr, the way it works is, someone's giving, and from the fact that he's giving, you see his gmiras das, and someone's getting. From the fact that he's getting, you see his gmiras das. As that's the gmiras das. Avad the kesef is shayach the gmiras das. But there's two ways, two angles to the gmiras das. There's the giving angle and the getting angle. And over here, okay, we're switching the giver and the gang together. But Lamais, at the end of the day, it shows Gemira's
Das. Maybe she's giving it as a present.
Huh?
Maybe she's giving
it. But she said she's giving it as a Kedusha.
So Amira's was really showing that Gemira's Das?
When you make such an Amira, then the Nesina shows the Gemira's Das. You mean that you're uptight, she says Nesina's Kedusha, Nesina shows Gemira's Das. Oh, okay. And that was number one. That was Rav Asher. There's another Talmud of Rav Asher who's called Rav Svi Chesher. Yes, he's a huge Yilui. He's born with a photographic memory. He could tell you over every shir Rav Nachum said verbatim. He can move his hands also. Yeah. Sits outside, he answers questions. Yeah. He's a good Talmud Chacham. He wanted to answer Rav Nachum ba'ayfin. I mean, they both went to Rav Nachum. They both learned by Rav Nachum. Rav Asher is obviously more famous. He wanted to say, Bo'ayfin Zeh. Enochin Nami, Rav Nochum Boyd from two Rashis, Kesef Ovid Ishus. But they're all Havamirs. Limaskana, that we have a Xeris HaKosev, that the Baal has to give the Kesef, as now we uptight it, that it goes with the regular Dharma of Kesef of Kolak Tairakula. As because Kesef Ovid Ishus, we could have had Ahava Amin. That Kesef is different. Abalim Askana, after every Pasuk is Nidrash, and we know the facts, and now the Maisa, the Halacha, is the coin always gives the Kesef, as why should we say it has a new Lumdus to it? We uptight it goes with the regular Lumdus of Kesef of Kolatayrukim. And with this patent, he was able to answer a lot of questions. Like, Lemes, how can you say it's a new kind of a kesef? I, we see, we compare it. Yeah, that's all going Lemaskana. Rashi's only a Havami. Those are the two options. Rav Nochum had such a tzad. However, Rav Nochum brought that L'choira in the Bahag, you see that Kesef Ovid Ishus is Chai V'Kayim, even L'maskan. Why? Because the Bahag on Hei Amid Bein says a Gavaldik Echidish. The Bahag Shita is Nos Nahi V'Amahu is a Suffolk Kedusha. The Gemara says Nos Nahu V'Amrehi Suffolk Mekudeshes. The Gemara doesn't say what Nos Nahi V'Amahu. All the Rishonim say, Nasna Hiva Amo Pashit, it's Eno Mukudeshes. The Bach says, no. Nosnahi va'amahu is suffic kedusha. It's the same suffic as nosnu va'amrihi. Why? In each one, they're doing hif. The shaila is tiyikach means he has to do everything, the sina va'amira, or it's enough if he does something. What something? Either amira or nesina. As lafila bahag nosnahi va'amahu is a suffik mekudesha. If that's good enough for kiyika, as you see, nosnahi is chay v'kayam lemaskan. Even after the meat of kiyikach, there's a tzad that a nosnahi could work if it's a amahu to make it kiyikach. As you see, kesef of an ishus in the Bahag's world is chai b'kayim l'maskam. Because she had a maimer to answer, loin again, I want to be machir, that's the back and forth. We'll leave it like boyfin said, that this Rashi is havamina, it's good to know, but the Bahag took it l'maskam, a great sad kosher. Okay. Okay, that's the Kupula in the Arvais. The Maisa Rav Asher in Shir argued on it. He wanted to learn Rashi without Rav Nochum's Kesef of it. Doesn't happen too much, but once in a while. Rav Asher wanted to argue, but he wanted to say a different pshat. The Shirish of the pshat is in the map. That the reason why Ishus is different than Kinyanim is because Ishus is a chalois between the two of them. And it's chalik from all other chaloisim that the chalois is only the makna, the koine is koine. Over here, Ishus is something between two people. As being that Ishus is something between two people, lahavdil ki'ilu, they're both koinim and maknim ka'achas. Now, this is a harizi gechidish. What does it mean? She's also l'kuli alma kehegdish. She's the one that the kedushin is chalon. But we saw on Tosfos Beis Amud Beis, that Tosfos says the reason why she's asala akule al kehegdish is because she's miuchedes loy. The yichud to him is what asas her lekule alma. As over here, he's an inherent part of the kedushin. He's also a chelik of the chalais kedushin. It's the yichud to him that asas. In one Madura, Rav Asher said in Nusach that he's chayiv b'sherk susva'ayna, they're chiyuvim in marriage. As it also is machayiv in the marriage, and Tosfos in Ksubis Nun Vav says that if you makadish amanash ain't alai sherk susva'ayna, it's a kedushin l'chatzayin. It's mamish me'ikrei a kedushin. As you see, kedushin is a two-way deal. As it's also a gvisera, it's a chalois which is chal on her. But the heart to him is an inherent part of the Kedushin. What was the Shaila of the Makne? The Shaila of the Makne is, how is she giving him the Kesef? He's the Koin, and she's the Makne. The Teretz is, because there's Gevisser Hakna mitzad the Baal also. Ishus is he's giving himself over to be a Baal. That's also a chelik of the kedushin. The Baal Ha'isha is a chelik in the kedushin. As being that there's a musig of Abakno mitzad the Baal, it's shayach that the Isha should give the kesef. The father, it's a reason yechidish. The fizeh, the ikur dogish of Rashi, is not that Ishus is a different kind of a chalois. The Ikedugish of Rashi is Ishus is a chalois between the two of them. That's the Shaila had to read Rashi. Rav Nochum read Rashi, Kesef Ovid Ishus. Ishus is not Kenyan. as kesef in kinyan as one klal, and kesef in chalois ishus as a different klal. If Asher was reading Rashi, kesef of an ishus, ishus is not just the chalois on the isha. Ishus is ishvisha. It's ishus. It's between the two of them together. As kivan shekein, when she's giving a kesef to him, he's kilu letting himself be a baal. He's being mocked himself to be a baal. As that's the regular tzur of kesef. It was a havamina, it should work. Avada, both mahalchim are very mechudish. Avada, Rashi is a mechudish liga Rashi. Yeshua frags the shtar kishayla. Those are the two kivunim that explain the Rashi. Biduch zil gemar. Touched on the ikka nekudas, the ikka oimik of the machlokes, the groyle samik. If someone could get a hold of that shtickle tayra and hand it out, but not in the way he says it, it would be le tayala sa'olam ha'id. That's the ikka sugya over here. Ve'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting the next sugya, u'bolom v'lamet shemidiyas v'biya, shetedu lecham. The ikka sugya of nasimu v'amrihi, is really hay on the face. As this is just Madura Kama of the Sugya. As I said, when we come to the Sugya later on, we'll become more.